There are 2,000 babies under the supervision of family court in New York City, and they're in a particularly vulnerable position, with parents accused of abusing or neglecting them at a critical time in their development. WNYC's Marella Ivrak reports on an effort in the Bronx to improve their chances for a better future.
David Dukes is a stay-at-home dad. His three children are constantly vying for his attention. The oldest one, 5-year-old David Jr.
We call him Nunu.
Who does not like being told to stay in his room.
This is for Papa.
2-year-old Aliana. And a 1-year-old with a dazzling smile.
Ovinia, who I nicknamed Princess.
A few years ago, the family court found that the children's mother, Duke's ex-girlfriend, had physically abused Aliana. She didn't accept drug treatment and other services. So when Avinia was born last year, new charges were filed against her. The case ended up in the courtroom of Judge Sarah Cooper.
We approach these cases very differently.
The difference is a new program for 0 to 3-year-olds called Strong Starts.
Babies are brought to conferences. Babies are brought to court. Babies are really the centerpiece of what we are doing.
Duke said the program made things easier for him when the mother stopped showing up in court and he wanted sole custody.
I had somebody else on my side, which was Kieran.
Kieran Malpe is the program's social worker.
My main job is reducing stress for parents.
She found a person to help Duke around the house in a clinic for Avinia that accepted their insurance. She helped with Duke's transportation costs when he went to a parenting group. In family court, a place known for perpetual delays, Dukes had monthly conferences with Malpe and monthly hearings with Judge Cooper. Within 10 months, he got sole custody.
That's a good program at the court. It made everything go faster and smoother.
It was an easy case, where Dukes left the impression of a caring, engaged father. But on the 8th floor of the Bronx courthouse, in an office filled with trucks, puppets, and sensory balls, Malpe says most Strong Starts families face tougher challenges.
I call it the trifecta. The most complex families have some level of possibly domestic violence, mental health, and substance abuse.
Small children's brains develop rapidly, and growing up in that environment can have long-lasting consequences. So can being removed from a parent, something that happens to babies more than older children. But that understanding often gets lost in the adversarial setting of a courtroom. Judge Cooper says Strong Starts was created to minimize these disruptions and give parents and babies the tools they need to stay together.
The real goal was to try to bring the science into the courtroom and to give the attention that was needed to these cases in a way that was very different from how we ordinarily hear cases.
Around 20 families have participated so far, and the Dukes family is the first one to complete the program. It builds on models that exist in Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi, where some evidence suggests cases are being closed faster and more babies are reunified with parents. Judge Cooper says it gives her hope the program will help address one of the most devastating things she sees. Parents accused of abuse and neglect who have been in her courtroom before, as children who faced abuse and neglect.
There is a generational aspect to this that is very frustrating and incredibly sad. And so this was an effort to really get at the heart of where that begins. And the logical place to start is at the very beginning of life.
Some say it would be better to offer enhanced services on a voluntary basis in the communities where parents live. Jane Spinnick is a professor at Columbia Law School.
It means that the families do not have to go through the court system, which has not proven to be effective in helping most families.
David Dukes is no longer involved with the family court and plans on keeping it that way for Avinia's sake.
She's just too smart for her own age. Now she's walking around, holding on the wall, laughing at me, screaming, waking me up.
20 more families will get a chance to become part of Strong Starts in the Bronx in the coming months. And the court system is planning to expand it to Queens. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivrak.